Under the plan, the federal government would spend hundreds of billions of dollars to purchase devalued assets, especially U.S. mortgage debt that has weighed down key financial companies. But while there has been progress in negotiations with the White House, the Treasury Secretary, and others, legislation has yet to be finalized. Continuing volatility on Wall Street and in European markets on Monday, including a 372-point drop in the key Dow Jones average in New York, had lawmakers even more concerned about market confidence. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic leaders appeared late Monday in an attempt to send a message clearly aimed at calming market fears.
We've all been engaged in bipartisan conversations, conversations between the legislative branch and the executive branch to move in a direction that will give confidence to the markets that this legislation will pass, and it will pass soon.
Earlier, House and Senate lawmakers rose to voice misgivings about the administration's initial plan. Peter DeFazio is an Oregon Democrat.
Secretary Paulson wants to set it up so that the taxpayers, at best, and in all likelihood this wouldn't happen, might break even someday. No, we need to take an equity assurance in these firms, or we need to extend them loans. Have them mark down this junk to market. There's a market for it. It's about 22 cents on the dollars. Make them mark it down.
Representative Cliff Stearns is a Florida Republican.
This plan increases our excessively high national debt to $11.3 trillion while also allowing foreign banks which hold U.S. mortgage debt, to benefit from the billions provided by this bailout. This plan constitutes the largest government bailout in history, yet it does nothing to protect the taxpayers.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said Monday Democrats are committed to acting, but he echoed calls for more accountability in any final legislation.
But we will not let haste abandon good judgment in the process. The Bush administration's call on Congress to rubber stamp its bailout legislation without serious debate or efforts to improve it. We can't let that happen.
Democrats also continue to use the opportunity to place blame on President Bush and his economic policies over the past 8 years. Senator Barbara Mikulski was among Democrats, saying that despite the urgency of the matter, lawmakers must exercise caution and not provide a blank check for the financial plan.
This senator will not be stampeded into voting for this Bush administration bill. So far, during the last 7 years, every time there's a crisis, they generate fear and they generate bad ideas.
As negotiations continued, there were some conflicting accounts about unresolved issues. House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank told reporters that some administration resistance remains on preventing foreclosures on mortgages the government would acquire under the plan. Others, he said, include bankruptcy provisions and restricting salary compensation for corporate executives. Frank said the administration agreed on the need for judicial review of government asset purchase decisions and creation of a special oversight board.
We are talking about a very powerful board with its own budget and funding that will get all the reports and all the information, but won't have any operation at all. What are you buying? What is your assumption about how you're buying? You know, what kind of companies are you buying it in?
House Speaker Pelosi said late Monday that Democrats are committed to working with Republicans to come up with a bipartisan measure, but said in her words, "We are not sending a blank check to Wall Street." Democrats want the House and Senate to consider identical pieces of legislation on the financial rescue plan. Dan Robinson, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.